This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Law enforcement officials are testifying before the independent commission investigating the events of September 11th this week. Scheduled to appear before the panel are former FBI Director Louis Freeh, former Attorney General Janet Reno, Attorney General John Ashcroft, and FBI Director Robert Mueller. Their testimony will follow representatives of several other agencies who have blamed the FBI for not alerting the government to the possibility of attack. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
There's been a lot of discussion about whether the FBI had information that could have prevented attacks. Is that what the committee will be investigating?
Certainly. That famous now presidential daily briefing that was declassified over the weekend, which was titled Osama bin Laden is Determined to Strike in the U.S., that briefing's gotten a lot of attention from the commission and from the press. The president finally emerged to talk about it yesterday and said, and I'm quoting here, "I am satisfied that I never saw any intelligence that indicated there was going to be an attack on America at a time and a place an attack." That's what the president said, but he did indicate that he thought that the commission should be looking into whether there were others in his administration that did not do enough to head off the attacks. Meanwhile, Thomas Kane, the chairman of the commission, former governor of New Jersey, is calling to declassify briefings from the Clinton years, trying to spread the blame around a little bit.
Now, how does the commission's investigation play into the politics of this election year?
Well, clearly it's not helping the president, and you combine it with what's been going on in Iraq and the pictures coming out of Iraq, and the cumulative effect is really very undesirable from Bush's standpoint. A Newsweek poll out this weekend shows Kerry beating the president 50% to 43%. And even with Ralph Nader in the race, it goes to 46% to 42% carry over Bush, with Nader getting 4% of the vote. And that shows a real disquietude. 36% say they are, only 36% say they're satisfied with the way things are going in the country. And the president's unfavorable ratings are considerably up. Still, 57% say that they are confident that the administration did the right thing in going into Iraq. 63% say they would support sending more troops into Iraq if necessary. But, you know, Bob, the real thing here is that if anybody starts to feel, as a result of the commission's investigations, that the president did not do enough to protect this country, that becomes very, very damaging, because that has been, of course, George Bush's strong suit. And that has shown up in poll after poll, that he and the Republican Party can be trusted more to keep people safe here at home. And if that starts to erode, the question of re-electing him, rehiring him for the job becomes a very real question.
Is John Kerry able to take advantage of the president's problems?
Well, he's certainly been playing it very carefully. You could see that he can take advantage of it if people are saying that support him over the president in the polls. But he has been very careful not to say anything publicly about it. Now, members of his campaign team have certainly been active. And during Condoleezza Rice's testimony last week, in real time, there were emails going out from the Kerry campaign saying that she was not telling the truth and pointing out distortions. And yesterday, his foreign policy advisor went on television and was highly critical of the president's handling of these daily briefings. So even though Kerry himself has some problems here, since he voted to go to war in Iraq, he has been very careful to keep silent on this.
One hopes that that security will get better, that there is an aim to these hearings besides politics and blame.
Certainly, and there's been a lot of pressure to keep the commission bipartisan, even though the questioning has certainly seemed to break down along partisan lines. But yesterday on the Sunday talk shows, members of the commission insisted that they would try to have a unanimous report. That would be a first, or at least the first in a long time in Washington, and we'll see whether they're able to do that.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.